You're listening to The Drew Marshall Show. And now, here's Drew and his trusty sidekick, Pierre, because my bladder's empty.
You ain't gonna let nobody disrespect. I want to dedicate this to my good friend, Candace Cameron. Hooray!
My life, I've patiently been waiting on you. One that's virtuous and is in love with the truth. And now that I found you, I'm gonna cherish you more. That's why I thank God for you.
Hello.
What?
Oh,
Proverbs 31, girl, baby.
That's it. Bring it on. Preaching Solomon.
Who can find a virtuous and capable wife? She's more precious than rubies, and she's
the love of my life.
Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life.
And makes wine and hockey.
And sent me an angel. Love at first sight like Jacob and Rachel. My Proverbs 31 girl, that's the best way I could paint you. Thank God for the parents that made you. I'm captivated when she's talking. Faith is what she walks in. Them dudes, they be stalking, but she don't care.
Okay, you gotta
what
turn this off. I cannot stand this song. Here's a better intro for my very good friend, Candace Cameron Bure. Here's the intro. You ready?
I am.
Homeschool Barbie is just the toy for your precious little angel. She has a fresh, clean complexion and simply styled hair to show forth her natural beauty. And because she loves her family so much, she keeps right on smiling as she rises with the sun and works until long after they're in bed, and she has the eyes to prove it. Coffee maker and mood enhancers not included. Ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Bure, Candace Cameron, Candace.
What?
Eye candy.
Oh my gosh, for real?
Hi, Candy. Candy.
Hi, Drewy. Ah, little Drew boy.
What do you think about my song, my shizzle? Really? That's it? You're just going to laugh?
I'm going to laugh. Oh, my gosh. That was the best introduction ever until you screwed up my name, but it was awesome.
Why do you have to have three names? Seriously.
Why do you only have two?
Wow. Snap. Yes. Snap.
Nice going, Candace.
Ladies and gentlemen, DJ from Full House and blah, blah, blah. What was the name of your character on the gymnastic show or trampoline show or whatever the heck it was? What?
Summer,
that's right.
I'm like, do I always have to be introduced as DJ from Full House? Can we not move on from 20 years ago?
Well, no, actually.
No.
Yeah, because people still love that stinking show, you know, until they watch Bob Saget's comedy routine, and then that's it. The dream is punctured right there.
Okay.
So, listen, you got a book out.
What?
I've watched...
That just makes me angry. Angry Candace on the phone right now. No, I'm not. You make me laugh.
I know.
It's just my sarcasm. You bring out the best of my sarcasm.
It's the true Canadianism in you. Okay, I watched you on a few interviews, including a show I watch each and every week, TMZ. By the way, you know what TMZ stands for? Do you know?
I do.
Shut up.
I'm not talking to you. Who? No, Candace, you don't know what it means?
I don't.
30-mile zone. Covers the L.A. basin.
Really?
Yes. By the way, thanks for giving us the right hotel number.
What? I didn't?
Are you staying in a palatial palace in Hollywood? Where are you right now? What are you doing? Stay focused.
I'm at an Embassy Suites in North Carolina.
Good for you. Yeah. Embassy Suites.
I'm about to speak at a ladies' conference in a few hours.
And are you going to tell all the women to submit?
Only to submit to Drew Marshall.
Thank you. That's it. Okay, so I've watched all these interviews, and it is amazing how many people react to the words submissive or submit. It is just a phenomena, I think. It's like I don't think the word Christian evokes near as much what the heck are you talking about than the word submission.
Yeah, I agree. I really was shocked when I did the original interview, which was for the Huffington Post, about my book Balancing It All, and that was the excerpt that they took out that said, oh, you know, your book is very controversial, let's talk about this. And I kind of giggled at the first interview, if you go back and watch it, because I was thinking to myself, what in the world is controversial in my book? And I guess the word submission, because it's in the Bible a few times, Because I submit my life to God, because I submit to government, I submit to authority, I submit to my boss every day. Like, it, to me, it was not an offensive word. So when used within my marriage, that I submit to my husband within marriage, I'm comfortable with that. I didn't realize that I was just, you know, setting in feminist size, by using that word, I'm setting back womankind 1,000 years, apparently.
Well, I mean, you also did set this up by the front cover of the book. I mean, you look like June Cleaver on the front of the book.
Well, the book cover, which was completely my concept, I loved it, but what I was going for was the mix of vintage values, but being a modern mom.
Nice.
So
yeah.
I do. I have that June Cleaver look, but I've got the iPad, I've got the laundry, I've got the dogs, and it's like trying to juggle this technology world that we live in, but still keep our values and our priorities that are God-centered and God-focused.
The only thing missing from the cover of the book, and I looked for it really, really hard, I did not see a bottle of Bure Family Wines anywhere there.
Yeah, somehow my publisher just didn't go for that one.
Didn't jive with that. Lifeway, okay. Who would you say, no, not who, because it doesn't matter who, but have you received, a tongue-lashing? Have you received backlash? Have you received some hate mail as a result of this stuff you're writing about?
Well, personally, through my Facebook page, through Twitter, through Instagram, I mean, all of my social media outlets, I have received an enormous and overwhelming amount of support and people that are so grateful and thankful for my stand, that I'm bringing this issue to light, which I just have to tell you, my book is not even about marriage. It's about balancing it all. It's about me balancing motherhood and being a career woman and the decision making that we have to do to juggle all of these, you know, these plates that we continually have them spin up in the air. And that's what my book is about. But since the media has taken basically a paragraph within my book that does talk about marriage, and they've brought that to light as the topic of the book, many people are grateful for it. They say it's something that's not talked about as much within the church, because today they've made it not politically correct, that, you know, people do view it in an oppressive way, in a subservient way, which to me, I want to respond, go pick up a dictionary and look at the definition of submission, because it's not oppressive, it's not subservient, at least not within the biblical definition. And I talk about it being meekness, not weakness. Meekness is bridled strength. So I've had an overwhelming amount of support, and people are very grateful. But of course, also within that, within the mainstream media, as well as some of the more liberal Christian media, I've definitely had backlash and people taking the opposite side, and it's gone into this egalitarianism versus complementarianism debate, which at the end of the day, to me, I don't understand it's kind of like, I don't see how nitpicking within certain topics within the church, how that creates unity. It's only creating dissension, which is the very thing we're not to be doing. So I kind of have to take a deep breath at those and just not read it.
Right, right. On the phone with, what is it again?
Candace. True.
Candace.
My goodness.
Candace Cameron Bure. Boy, Harvey Levin was, I saw his brain explode when he was interviewing you.
Really?
Yeah, at the
very way.
Well, at the very end. What did he say at the very end? As they kind of threw from it to another piece, he said, when you said amen at the end of your interview on TMZ, he said, yeah, that's also in the Bible, or you know, something like that. You know? And I could just see Harvey's brain just going, I really don't. But he had to acquiesce, because you and Val have been married for 39 years, right? So he had to acquiesce. So anyway, okay.
I'm 80? Yeah. Okay.
So here's the thing that I really kind of, I need you to help me with on this. Not all women are Candace. You are, You know, I'm just a like crazy huge fan of you as a human being. I don't give a holy grunt that you played some character in some show I never watched. I just like you as a human being, and I'm trying to get to your husband's wine, is really what I'm trying to get at.
Got it.
But not all women are you, Candace, and not all women have what it takes, I don't think, to juggle the stuff, the amount of stuff that you're juggling. And you can barely do it. There's some days where you crash and burn, if you've been honest. Have you been honest in this book?
Totally.
Okay.
There's an excerpt, a journal entry, I mean, straight from my journal in my book of me crashing and burning, of going, I'm on a high-speed train, I can't get off.
Yeah.
And
so what do you say to the women who just can't juggle at all? What do you say to the women? You know, there are some women out there that say, look, I just can't handle full-time parenting. I got to go back to work. I just can't handle working full-time. I've got a full-time parent. I just can't handle doing both.
Right. So here's what I say. Our lives don't have to look the same. And that's the beauty of it. My book isn't a how-to book on how to juggle your life just like mine. And we need to stop comparing ourselves to one another, because if your maximum is juggling three important things in your life, then juggle those three things well. If the woman or your neighbor next to you is able to juggle 10 things in her life and keep them afloat well, then great for her. Do that well. I think the comparison issue with women is to our detriment. It is so, it's such a horrible thing for us, because it just, it breeds discontentment, it breeds unsatisfaction, and it just makes us feel weak and overwhelmed. But when we look at the things that we are personally led to invest in, and we invest in those things well, then we're able to balance them. And there's no number of the amount of things you have to balance that makes you better or equal to another woman. We're not, just take yourself off the comparison train.
Well, I sincerely hope that no women ever see the Christmas card that you sent out this year, because, oh my goodness, Candace.
It's my favorite Christmas card yet.
You think? Here she is, front and center with the fam on either side, and they're all dressed up in their sports equipment, and there's Candace in her exercise outfit or whatever. And, girl, your parents must be terrorists, because you'd a bomb.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, you did not just say that.
I'm so creepy. Anyway, listen, as is the case with your other books, you are able to really put this stuff together quite well. And I love your passion. Seriously, I love the passion that you come across with. I love the authenticity that you always stink of. You reek of that stuff. And and you do come out with a vulnerability. And I know that sometimes, you know, someone in your position, it's hard to be completely vulnerable in the public's eye, because you never know what, you know, the kind of, you know, feedback or pushback you're going to get from that kind of stuff. But that's why I like you so much for the stuff I just said. Okay.
Thank you.
It's getting mushy, so let's move on. Wife, mother, actress, philanthropist, producer, New York Times bestselling author, inspirational speaker, good night, blah, 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 blogger. Candace Camerbury reaches out to women everywhere about the challenges and victories of faithfully balancing all of life's roles, responsibilities, and opportunities. Is there anything, now that the book is out, is there anything at all that you can, you know, someone else pointed out and you kind of went, ooh, maybe I should have explained that more, I should have written more about this, or I forgot to put this in, or I shouldn't have said this?
You can always go back and critique everything that you've ever worked on. I could do that all day. Hmm. And I just choose not to. Because I can't go back. The book is written. You know, even within the controversy that I don't retract my statement in any way about the submissive, about being a submissive wife. But looking back, I do wish that I went even more or explained it further. But I'm like, hey, maybe that'll be my next book about marriage. I think, you know, no, I'm proud of this book, and really this book is there. It's my life story. It's very autobiographical. So you're going to hear all the entertainment stuff from growing up in the industry and seeing the decisions that I faced along the way that helped me create balance. And what I hope to really gain, for the reader to gain from the book, is that without God, apart from God, my life is not balanced. And he is the foundation of my life. He's the one that gives me the endurance and the strength, the patience, and the ability to do all the things that I'm doing. And, you know, if I'm not grounded in his word and have my biblical worldview, knowing my morals, my convictions, my boundaries, my priorities, I mean, without knowing those in the Word of God, I would not be doing what I'm doing successfully.
You know, I was going to finish the interview there because that was probably a good spot to finish it, but I'm sitting here thinking about this whole submission thing, and I got to say, because I know you guys, let me just say, folks, that she's not just writing this submissive thing because it's the right sort of Proverbs 31-y thing to do or whatever, and it's so easy for her. Because when you're married to a stubborn Russian ego machine.
That's nice. I'm sure Val will love to come on the show now.
What I'm trying to say is a typical man has stubborn ego issues because of insecurities or whatever. Please don't get the image that little Val is sitting there in the corner reading his daily bread every day and saying, honey, I lay my life down for you, and what can I do for you? And let's just hold hands and pray and listen to Hillsong 24/7. Dude, that's not Val. I know this has been an ongoing prayer thing for you. Like, God, I want to be the kind of wife you want me to be. And I am me, and Val is Val, and people sometimes when you write a book like this, I'm sure they must think, oh, you know, you're married to Joel Osteen or something. But that's not the case. And so then do the rules change? Does God go, well, you know, like, let's talk about, let's depersonalize it just a titch and go.
Let me interrupt you for a sec. It's the same way you say that about Val's dominant personality, which is true. I mean, it takes a lot of self-control to be disciplined in that area of my marriage, because there's many times I could just, you know, stand on my principles and go, no way, like, this is not happening. It's my way or the highway. But of course I want to make my marriage work. But at the same time, I really want people to understand that Val also does not rule over me or rule over my family. And he does not take advantage of me or
exactly.
our children or our family.
Exactly.
So I want to make that clear that he's a very strong man, but he loves us a lot,
yeah,
and makes those decisions that are best for our family. So there's no, you know, he's not king in no. that sense, but we both submit to God. So anyway, go
right.
ahead.
Go no, ahead. No, and I'm glad you brought that point up, but that's a perfect place to kind of balance it all off and end it, because what I was trying to just paint was, you know, don't get the image that Candace is married to, you know, some passive little, you know, praise the Lord Hillsong singer guy. That's not Val. Val's a guy I would want to hang out with a lot because he's a dude. And so it's not, you know, when Candace has written this stuff, she's not writing about it in some fantasy land world. You know, there are many other couples out there where, for example, I would say the vast majority of couples, that it's the woman who kind of giddy ups spiritually, and it's the guy who is dumb, or not dumb, but, you know, spiritual dope, right? I think most males mm-hmm. find it hard to kind of warm up spiritually as compared to women. And what about the women out there who are Jesus women, and they're married to guys that don't give a holy grunt about this stuff? That's maybe the seventh time I've used that phrase this show. What I'm trying to say is Candace is writing the truth about this. It's not some, you know, fairy tale thing. Anyway, another great read from Candace Cameron Bure. We appreciate you. I wish you the best in your little speaking and your little speaking engagement thing.
My little.
How many women will you be speaking to?
Oh, about 1,000.
Wow, that's a big hen party right there. Candace, we care about you deeply, and I like you. So that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Drew.
And I hope Val never hears this interview.
I'm going to play it for him as soon as I get home.
He is going to kick my butt. Candace Cameron Bure, appreciate your time, chick. We'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Stay with us. Hey, folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our $12.50 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show $12.50 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?